Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Spying on a Crazy Scientist. Sometimes employees of Nimja Incorporated go, for lack of a better term, rogue. They do projects that do not entirely fit within the ethos of the corporation. And yet, almost always there is something to be gained from it. Sometimes, special operatives are selected to investigate such people. Some of the time, or even most of the time, it's something relatively harmless, but every so often, one of those secret operatives comes across something rather dangerous. Close your eyes and imagine being one of those operatives, spending days, weeks, months trying to find leads or little crumbs of information on what's happening. A disappearing person here, a strange request for purchase there, and maybe tracking someone down to one of the forgotten corners of the complex. Can you imagine yourself sneaking through corridors, finally finding a room where something terrible is about to happen? When you get closer, you might even already hear someone talking. A voice, maybe to themselves or to someone else. You can vaguely hear something, but I don't think that you can hear me right now. Not all of the words are equally clear for you to hear. Then again, you're not quite there yet. Let's sink deeper into this. Truly embody the feelings of someone investigating this kind of dangerous secret situation. At one point, you manage to find a room, rather small, connected to where the scientist is currently busy working on something. You can barely hear what's going on, and it takes way too long to unscrew a panel on the wall so you can actually see into the other room. But once you have a good view and you can see and hear what's going on, that's when things get truly strange. You notice someone laying face first on an operation table of sorts, They're wearing one of those white operating gowns with the back mostly open. A scientist is stepping away. It's not quite clear why. You can't see what they have in their hands, and the person on the table appears to be waking up. Apparently, they're kind of groggy. Their movements are very slow and unsteady, barely able to lift themselves off the table, it seems. Oh, are you finally awake? Oh, that's so nice. I was worried I'd have to wake you up myself. Oh, don't. No. Don't move too fast. You're probably still quite groggy from, well, the drugs, really. Are you feeling okay? Can you move all right? Oh, no. I mean, you can try to run, but your body will still take a little while to properly wake up. No, why do they always try to escape? You can see how the patient is trying to stand up and make their way to the door. They're struggling, but as their adrenaline is working overtime to help them wake up and be more aware of what's happening, they slowly manage to rise themselves to their feet and walk unsteadily to the door. The scientist doesn't appear to want to stop them or put any effort, but as soon as the hand of the patient touches the door, their whole body kind of stops. Ah, yes, finally, the connection is working. I guess now I can just do whatever I want. Let's see if this works. You can't see what he's doing, but the patient is slowly standing up straight, turning around and walking back to the operating table, standing next to it. Ah, yes, this works perfectly, perfectly. There's no escape for you, dear. You can't really do anything anymore without, well, my consent, let's say. And I'm really sorry that I couldn't ask you for yours, but it's too late now. Something else happens, and the patient slowly sinks down. It's as if their arms and legs are stopping to work. Here, let's see what you do when you can't really move your limbs anymore. The rest is all yours, and if you want to, I don't know, make your way to the door, I'll let you have it, I think. I mean, I'm not going to wait forever, of course. No. We can't let you have all the time in the world as you try to squirm your way over there. It's quite hard when your limbs aren't working, isn't it? Oh, let's see if this works. This might make it a bit more interesting. The change in a patient is almost instant. There's a gasp. You can't quite see what they're feeling, but it is obvious some deep shivers run through their whole body, and their attempts to get closer to the door are quickly fading. When you see the patient's face, they're biting their lip. They're obviously trying to hold back something. Oh, that's very interesting. Fascinating, in fact. facts. Yes, I think I will allow this contrast to exist, where the mind is not quite taken down, but the body is, and, well, we all know it's mind over matter, don't we? Unless, of course, the body distracts the mind a little bit. Here, let's see how far we can take this. I might as well play with you. Not that you have a choice, and I'm sorry about that, but it's all for science. It's really important. You'll just have to suffer, I guess, to feel all of this. It won't hurt, no, quite the opposite. It'll feel very nice. That's the least I can do for you. It doesn't take long for the patient to start moaning. Slowly it appears their arms and legs are returning to their own will, fingers flexing, feet moving. There. Here, you can choose to escape if you want, but what do you think? Do you want to get out, or do you want to spend this lovely moment touching yourself, giving in to those feelings? Isn't that fascinating? Wonderful? Imagine how nice I could make everyone feel with this. As you observe the patient, you can tell that they're struggling inside. Sometimes their hand twitches towards the door, other times it almost seems to be magnetically pulled to between their legs. And once their fingers accidentally brush over a sensitive spot, it seems as if something breaks. The patient can't control themselves anymore, almost ripping off the surgical gown, exposing themselves to the air, and letting their hands do everything. They're touching themselves all over, and especially frequently between their legs, almost like an animal in heat, just giving in to a need deep inside. Their moans are now open and free, and there's a kind of bliss on their face. And yet, while it looks like they could orgasm any second, it's almost as if something is holding them back, but they don't seem to mind. They don't really seem to care anymore. All they want is just to masturbate, to feel pleasure, to feel good. Ah, yes. Sometimes I guess the mind does win over the body, doesn't it? Should I let you have a release, or shall I release you? Which one of the two do you want right now, dear patient? Ooh, I don't think you can really choose anymore, can you? And I'm sorry that I took the choice away earlier, but look, everything is better now. Everything just will work out so much better. Tell you what. I will give you a big orgasm, one so much that you might even pass out from the pleasure. Wouldn't that be nice? And all of this can just be forgotten. Even though, of course, the control itself will still stay, and there's not really anything that you can do about that anymore, because it's ingrained in your system right now. And, well, I guess that's just the way things will have to be. I'm sure you'll enjoy being a toy. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I give you that pleasure? Should I give you that release? No, that would be too easy. Although we do have some other work to do, I can't just be playing around with my toys all day. So very well. And with a snap of his fingers, the patient suddenly has a deep, intense orgasm. You can almost feel the pleasure in your own body as you inevitably look at every single moment, every twitch, every shiver, quiver, and wave that passes through them. It's such a deep, complete body orgasm that you almost forget what you're really doing here. Ah, yes, I see that it was too much for your body and that you will happily pass out. That's all right. How about you? Have you enjoyed the show? The scientist turns around and looks straight at you. Oh, don't worry. We can't have you report back to the man in charge now, can we? The gas that had been slowly building in the room you were in is now finally noticeable. A strange grogginess overtakes your body almost instantly. You try to fight it. Turn around, head for the door. Everything goes black. You drop deep into the abyss, following flowing feelings that pull you in a state of nothingness. In the back of your mind, there's a groggy sensation of alertness, a warning that something might be happening. But you're completely numb, passed out. Slowly, there's a tingly sensation in your limbs as your fingers and feet enjoy some circulation and your body is slowly waking up. You feel a groggy, heavy feeling everywhere. There's an ache in the back of your neck. When you move your head around, it's almost like the world is spiraling around you. When you look down, you notice a similar white fabric covering your shoulders. As you turn and sit up, you realize that what you were laying on was the same operating table that you saw before. Panic, focus, feeling. Aww. See, I can't just pass an opportunity like that up, you know. I was almost done playing with that other toy, and if a new one presents itself so willingly, well, who am I to refuse it? Only now do you realize that you can't speak. Your voice doesn't work, your body doesn't entirely do as you say. Well, since you did such a good job observing what I did before, I thought maybe you want to feel the same thing. You looked so curious after all. I'm sure this is what you want, isn't it? Well, maybe not, but like I said before, it's too late now, and I've done too much. I can't risk losing it all. you have to be used, you have to be programmed, because otherwise I'll lose all of this. And I spend so much time working on this project, just a tiny little chip that can control the whole body with almost no limitations. And well, it takes a bit of calibration, and I'm not entirely done yet, so I guess your arrival was just too perfect. Another test subject to work with. You know, it's really difficult here to find someone without anyone noticing, but I guess in your role, disappearing is part of the process now, isn't it? Oh yes, I know who you are. I know why you're here. Or rather, why you were watching. I don't think you were originally planning on joining the proceedings now, were you? Here, I'll show you what this is capable of. In a strange sensation in your body, you feel your fingers kind of locking in place. Then your hands, your arms, your shoulders, but it stops there. You can still move your legs, your torso, your head, and you try to stand up, but then the same happens to your legs. It's very difficult to keep your balance when your legs and arms are completely locked up, and the scientist is nice enough to make sure that you don't hurt yourself as you inevitably tumble over. You notice immediately that the floor is incredibly cold against your exposed back. The gown doesn't close on that side after all. Well, as you can tell, I have maybe installed a little chip inside your body that gives me full control. And, well, this might result in you just becoming a perfect servant, or a sex doll maybe, or a toy for some rich person, who knows? Because I need the money. I really have so much more than I want to make, and they didn't believe me. They said it couldn't be done, that I was crazy. Maybe they were right. I mean, here I am in some corner just trying out certain... No, I'm not crazy. I know what I'm doing. Sorry. Lost myself there for a moment. Oh yes, I wanted to show you what this could do. Here. Let me show you what your body is capable of. There's a strange tingling on the back of your hand. Then on the other hand, and it spreads. Your skin is becoming so sensitive that all your hairs are standing up, and you can feel even the tiniest movement of air. The fabric of the gown is almost intensely pleasurable with every breath, too much to bear. But you can't quite move enough to take it off. And then something else starts. As you slowly get the ability to move back, your body begins to feel aroused like nothing else. It starts somewhere deep within your core, maybe your chest, maybe even lower, but it appears to fill your body with a glow that is so intense. Moments ago, you were keenly aware of the cold floor below you, but now your body is so hot that it feels so good. Almost unconsciously, you start squirming against the floor, feeling the cool contrast against your hot skin. You feel your hands just kind of squirming, twitching, wanting, worming their way to a place between your legs. And even though your mind is still aware of what's happening, your body is so far out of your own control that you can't stop it. It's like watching yourself get lost to the pleasure. And there's something else happening too. You can feel the presence of the crazy scientist so close to you. And your body is responding with attraction. You want nothing more than to please them, to pleasure them, to feel them. You feel how your whole body is just turning into a horny, craving, helpless thing. Ah, yes, that all appears to be working, and that's not even at full power yet. Let's see if we can intensify that a little. There we go. That should make it at least twice as intense. I wonder what would happen if I gave them the ability again to speak. Would they yell for help, or are they too busy feeling horny to beg for something else? Who knows? I do like this one though. Maybe I'll keep this one for myself. Let's see what happens. All right, you can speak. A moan? Is that all you're able to say? Let's make it a bit more intense, shall we? No, we can't do that. We can't just... We could break them. If we break them, their mind will just be a helpless, mindless thing. They will never be able to be human again. But I do need to test the limits of this product, don't I? Well, yeah, but if I push them too far, they wouldn't be good for anything else. But is that so bad? You do appear to be enjoying yourself quite a lot there, dear patient. Here, let me just press my foot against your chest and observe. All of this is just an experiment after all. Even with the gown between you and the foot upon your chest, you're squirming on the ground, wanting to do so much more, but the movements of your body are so difficult to get under any control. Your mind is barely able to keep up with everything that it's feeling. The pleasure growing so much stronger, and the feeling of falling underneath this person, this crazy scientist, everything around just feels focused on the voice that is controlling you. You're doing so well. I'm going to push you a little bit further. I don't want to break you just yet. We'll keep that for a future time. Otherwise, I won't have enough data. And I need data. I need to make sure that it all works exactly as planned. I need to make sure that it works. And I don't want to hurt you. I want you to feel good. I want you to enjoy it. If I break your mind, you won't even have the time to feel how nice it feels. And I'm sure that the pleasure feels good, doesn't it? Even though you don't have a choice anymore, at least I can give you this. Here, another wave of pleasure, increasing the feeling, the pressure, as you simply lie there on the ground, your naked back, my foot on your chest. It's almost perfect as you keep masturbating, isn't it? Your hand doing exactly as it's told. Your mind in a state of helpless, powerless resistance. It's all perfect. I wonder what he'd do if he found out. Would he praise me, punish me? Would I become a new head of a department or taken away without knowing? For now, I guess I'll just have to enjoy this toy. You know what? I will. Yes, I will. I will enjoy this toy. I'm going to count down. And as I count down, your body is going to intensify the pleasure it feels because it has no other choice. Can they really handle that? Can you really handle that? Well, I guess I'll have to see. If I go too far, it's too late to stop now. I'm sorry. 10. But I will enjoy this. 9. As every wave makes you squirm some more. 8. As you can't even lift yourself off the ground to please me. 7. Although I know you want to. 6. Oh yes, I'm going to keep you closer and closer. 5. As a perfect toy for my entertainment. 3. You'll have to endure pleasurable test after test. 2. Orgasm after orgasm. 1. As you have no choice but to come for me. Oh, that's so good, yes. I'm going to do this so much more to you. You know that, don't you? I need the data, I really do. I'm sorry to put you through all of this, but I need to know if it works. I need to know how far I can push a test subject. And you're here now, you'll just have to do. And I will enjoy every moment of it. Oh, let's see if we can do this quickly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come. The off switch should also work, shouldn't it? I guess with you not being able to stop it, I can just switch your body off completely, making you fall into a deep, dreamless, blank state, a trance pushed by your body onto your mind. What's very interesting is that most of the people who have been chipped don't know it. They don't know why my voice has such power over them, or why they respond so strongly. But I'm sure it's all a fantasy. And who knows how much you can remember of this dream. They tend to disappear once you wake, don't they? Oh well. I'll play some more with you next time. Oh, I'm sure you know it's already too late to resist. Every time you enjoy these things, you get pulled in deeper, don't you? Is it your own doing? Are you sure? Well, it must be. You chose this, didn't you? I guess I'll never know for sure. And neither will you. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, wake. Thank you for participating in this simulation. None of the sensations or memories you have were in any way real, and I'm sure they have no impact on your continued existence. Enjoy.